KR. This is KR4AAE. Tom, I tell you what, you come on the radio when I'm always thinking of a question, I think. Tom may know the answer to that question.
Wait on me, Stephen. I doubt it. I'm probably the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina.
So you've been in ham radio a lot longer than I have, and I'm still trying to figure stuff out. But my question is with coax, do I really need to pay attention to, like, if it's an RG8 or an LMR400? I'm specifically trying to run it to an HF antenna. I think I've got maybe less than 50 feet to go, and I'm debating because I was just testing and tinkering as usual, and I had a 100 foot of RG8 coax and put an SWR onto an NFED, and the SWR was like on the band, the scan on the 10 meter band, it was up there in the 4.5 and 5, and I was like, I don't know if that's going to work. Does that mean I should go for either a shorter piece of coax or a heftier piece of coax that has less loss in it, like an LMR400? I hope that question made sense.
It does. And Google the wireman. He's got a chart on there. Used to have, anyways. And it tells you the losses in the coaxial cables, and he's got a plethora of different choices. You don't need LMR400 for HF, really. RG8X would be fine. And as far as RG8 goes, I can't tell you. I don't really know the answer to that one. I know RG8X is satisfactory for HF because I got some of that on my HF stuff, and I have an amplifier. And so it'll take care of it easily. Now, if you're running VHF or UHF and you're running very far, you do need a better velocity factor, in other words, of coaxial cable to it.
Okay, that's good to know. So does the length really matter with HF if I'm using an RG8X?
Stephen, I had a problem one time on my super loop, and I had high SWR, and my friend N4IQ Bill, who is about as brilliant on ham radio as anyone I know, and he's a professional engineer on top of that, he said, Tom, add another 10 foot of coax to that and see what it does. It worked. So, yes, it's got to do with the wavelength. And as far as explaining it, no, I'm not an engineer. But I know it made a difference, and I never had to change it since. That piece of coax is still in there.
Hey, so if I've got roughly, a 75-foot of RG8 coax going out to my HF vertical antenna, that should be okay, and it doesn't have to be like an LMR400 unless it's going to be buried and out in the weather, correct?
The other stuff will take the weather, but no, you do not need LMR400 for that. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's absolutely not necessary on 1.8 to 30 megahertz. It just isn't.
Okay, good to know. I mean, I've been reading, researching, Googling, and I've seen all sorts of different numbers and parameters, and thought to myself, you know what, I need some real-world knowledge. And lo and behold, you came on the air. So thanks for the info, Tom. That's very helpful. But I'm going to try to keep my runs under 100 foot. Thanks again. How's everything on your end?
Some static here, but I'm sitting here at White Hampton in Buncombe, and there's a lot of traffic signals, and sometimes the PLCs and different things make it a little scratchy. Could be on your end, Stephen. But no, it's not necessary to go that far with HF. The RG8X is a real good choice. And you also, you might add 10 feet on that and see if it makes a difference in your SWR, if you want to splice a piece in there. But if you're like me, you hate putting on those PL259s. You don't need end connectors, just a PL259 on HF. So I hope that helped you out. I got to stop and get some Kraft mac and cheese on the way home. Bernice is making a real nice jello salad and barbecued ribs and baked beans and I don't know what else for dinner tonight. And the daughter's coming over and I'm asking the son-in-law and the grandson and eat dinner with us. And that's the plan of the day, as they used to say in the Navy.
Like a very, very good meal. That sounds like something I should be cooking here shortly. Yeah, good idea on the RG8X to add on another few feet and see what happens. I've never thought about that. I've always thought about going shorter.
Go either way, 10 feet if you can. I just said 10 feet arbitrarily. But like I said, it's got to do with wavelength, as Bill explained it. But that's been many years ago, Stephen. But you can make a difference, and it did. But he could probably tell you the length you need to have to be within that spec, but I can't. But it's, I got to tell this guy behind me, this fella's going to turn or he's going to run over me. And it's tricky at times, and little things like that can make a difference. But I know I got some RG8X out there going up to a line isolator on my 160-meter Carolina Wyndham. And it works just fine. It's been there for years. And I don't know if there's a difference in RG8 and RG8X, but I think there is. So give that a try, and different lengths might make a difference. But you don't need to go to the high-end LMR 400. RG8 is another good choice, but it's quite a bit bigger than RG8X. But if you're just going that far, I don't think you have any problem at all on HF, Stephen.
Well, Tom, thanks for all the info there. Again, tinkering, a hobby, more tinkering. I guess that's what we do, right? We tinker with all sorts of stuff until we figure out the right match.
It's magic. Well, Stephen, I got to pull in the dollar store up here and see if I can get him. Very finicky about what he eats. You don't even eat spaghetti without any sauce on it. I don't understand it. But given the fact that he's a bloody genius, I suppose that's okay. Take care, Stephen. KR4AAE,
N0TR73. So, Tom, 73 to you. N0TR, KR4AAE, clear.